What a perfect night for football. You've got it. Now I guess you want some perfect Eagles football. So does Doug Peterson. Good evening, everyone. Merrill Reese and Mike Quick at Lincoln Financial Field as the Eagles meet the Miami Dolphins. Butler takes the snap. He looks. He hit. He fumbles the football. And I think the Eagles have it. Fumble recovered by Fletcher Cox. Wentz calling for the football. Takes the snap. He steps up. Here comes the rush. He is going deep. Looking for Torrey Smith. He has it. Touchdown. Slot to the near side. Wentz looks. Fires. Complete. Jeffrey. Touchdown. Quick slant. Moore's back. He lofts it for the end zone. And it is intercepted. And coming after the 5, the 10, the 15, 20 is Jalen Watkins. Watkins with the football across the 40. And he's hit and finally fumbles it out of bounds near midfield. McGloin gives it to Clement. Up the middle he goes. Touchdown. Moore. Fires on a quick slant. It is deflected and intercepted. And running across the 15, the 10, the 5, and into the touchdown is Michael Kendrick. His third interception of the season. Back goes Dowdy. Fires, and it's intercepted. Intercepted. Cherry. Cherry with the football. Cut back at the 25. The former Wildcats at the 15. At the 10. And finally tackled down inside the 5. The Villanova Wildcats, Don Cherry, with a pick and a 37-yard return.
McGloin is rolling, looking, throwing, and it is caught.
Touchdown, Marcus Johnson, 9 yards deep.
Welcome to the Eagles Live Podcast Instant Reaction. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro at Lincoln Financial Field. After a wild preseason game number 3, the Eagles beating the Miami Dolphins 38-31. And yes, it was every bit as crazy as the final score indicates. The Eagles and Dolphins combining for a whole bunch of yards, 728 of them combined. The Eagles 10 of 17 on third downs. Carson Wentz playing the first quarter only. We thought that maybe the starters would go into the third quarter, but Doug Peterson saw enough from Wentz, who led the Eagles on 2 touchdown drives in the 4 offensive possessions the team had, including a 93-yard touchdown drive. Touchdown passes to Torrey Smith of 50 yards, Alshon Jeffrey of 15 yards, and Wentz, who was 6 of 10 passing, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception, a passer rating of 104.2. Matt McGloin finished off a good game for McGloin, 22 of 26, 155 yards. Eagles got the running game going. We had been hoping to see that, and they got it going in the first quarter. And Wendell Smallwood, a nice return to the Eagles offense after missing the first 2 preseason games, 4 carries, 28 yards. LeGarrette Blount, a big run of 16 yards. He finished with 19 yards on 4 carries, and north-south presence for the Eagles. Not all of it was great. Some ups and downs. The offensive line giving up some pressure. The defense giving up some big plays, particularly cornerback Ronald Darby, who was beaten down the field 72 yards on a catch and run pass from Jay Cutler to Devontae Parker. And then later Darby called for a pass interference penalty in the end zone. But hey, for the most part, good things happening on Thursday night at Lincoln Financial Field. The Eagles coming away healthy and now looking ahead in part to the Washington Redskins. Here is head coach Doug Peterson after the game talking about what he saw, what he thought the Eagles accomplished, and a little bit about what's ahead for this football team.
I was pleased with, obviously, the way they played. Again, got great work for 2 days against the Dolphins, Monday and Tuesday, and got a couple scores, Torrey and Alshon both, so happy to get them in there and get them out. But I feel real comfortable with where they're at. Their focus, obviously, now is in a couple of weeks, and, they can get some really good work, one-on-one work in these next few practices and, kind of get ready for the regular season. So happy to get both those guys tonight in the end zone and kind of catapult the offense, into the regular season.
Wentz believes that the Eagles offense can be explosive and dynamic. He talked after the game. Here are some of the things that Wentz said about the Eagles, his performance, and the offense in the big picture.
I think, getting those couple days of practicing against them, that helped us gauge kind of where we're at for sure as well. Got some really good situational work, and then coming out here tonight, weren't really sure how much we'd play, but we came out and did some good things. Obviously, the interception was unfortunate, but aside from that, we were moving the ball well, so I thought things were clicking pretty good. I feel confident. I'm thankful that for the most part, everyone's pretty healthy too. So I think this offense tonight was a good showing for us. Like I said, interception was unfortunate, but we moved the ball well. And for the starters, it's exciting to start getting ready for Washington.
big game for Torrey Smith. Had not been targeted through the first two preseason games, but he and Wentz connected on a 50-yard touchdown pass. I had a chance to talk to Torrey Smith one-on-one in the locker room after the game. Torrey, what did tonight mean to you? I know it's only preseason, but, I mean, still feels good, right?
Yeah, I mean, it felt good to, you know, catch a touchdown on the link. The reaction was pretty awesome from the crowd, and it was awesome for us to just have some positive things happen offensively.
The chemistry that you've built with Carson, how does it now accelerate without playing in that last preseason game?
It's practice. To me, practice is more important than any preseason game. You go in a preseason game, you may have 20 snaps, but we had 50 reps together on practice the other day, so it's all about, for me, just being as consistent as possible, executing in practice, and, you know, trying to be someone that he can depend on.
Have you felt that throughout OTAs and training camp that you've been getting behind defensive backs?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think we've taken our chances in practice, and we've executed well. Carson's not afraid to throw it up and give us a chance. So I think, again, it's just important for us to build on that and, you know, keep executing the short game as well, but, you know, just trying to be as reliable as we can for him.
You've been on offenses that have been very prolific and some that have not been as prolific. How do you feel about this group?
I think that we have a chance. You know, you don't want to speak too boldly, but I think there's high expectations for us in our room, and we embrace that. We embrace that challenge, and we know how big of a role we're going to play in the success of our team. So we have to try to, you know, just continue to get better, continue to execute, and just, again, just be as consistent as possible.
Thank you. Staying on the offensive side of the ball, big game for Smallwood, who's got a lot of expectations for this 2017 season. The Eagles, a lot of hope for Smallwood in his second year, and Wendell happy to get back on the field and get some of those butterflies out of his stomach and get into the groove offensively. Wendell, what did tonight do for you?
I think it got them jitterbugs out. I finally got them game reps that I've been asking for. Felt good to be out there with the guys. A lot of energy. I felt good. My body felt great. Felt fast. Thought I had my pop. Injury was not even there, I believe. Had the confidence in myself and just got that offense and we got rolling a little bit.
Sometimes it takes players a bit of time to get into the flow. That didn't seem to be the case with you.
Yeah, I've been practicing all week, and fortunately, we was against the Dolphins all week, so kind of got those reps and got a feel for those guys already before. So I think we kind of took advantage of that for sure.
What are your thoughts on your level of confidence on the running game and what you can achieve this year?
I think it's tremendous this year, the confidence and the competition we put in the room and how hard we go for each other and just knowing how good and athletic our O-line, that front line is. So with them boys getting us started, we know we could be a dominant run game.
We stay with the offensive theme. Some perspective from center Jason Kelce about this third preseason game and about what's ahead for the Eagles offensive line and the offense. Well, Jason, three games in here, you know, give me the big picture perspective on the state of the O-line. How are you feeling about things?
I would have rather had more success running the ball this preseason, in all honesty, but I think it was good. We did a few good things out there tonight, and we got to build off of some of the things we did wrong, but I feel pretty confident. I think, you know, this is the first time we've had the five starters out there for a game this year. You know, now we get to keep on building this thing, and I think we have the guys to do it. I know we have the guys to do it. Been outstanding watching the way Carson's had a preseason. I mean, he's really played lights out, and you know, now we know as long as we give that guy time, give these receivers time, open up some holes for our backs, you know, this offense should go, and you know, it's exciting to be a part of it.
It does feel like there is much more of a dynamic nature to the skill positions on this offense. Would you agree with that?
I mean, yeah, absolutely. You saw it already. I mean, we've had a few big plays already this preseason. That was something that we really lacked last year. You know, we were good at moving the ball decently, and then but we never really had big chunk plays. That was something that kind of lacked. Those are big momentum plays, and it's been good to have a few of those this preseason.
So what happens in the next 2 weeks with the O-line? Because you're not going to be preparing for the New York Jets. How does it get better between now and September 10th?
I would just continue to watch the film, rep what went wrong, make sure that by the time we get ready to go for the Washington Redskins that we're all clicking.
You feeling good about just your play and how you've progressed in the offseason, OTAs, training camp?
Yeah, you know, I put a lot of work in to improve some of the areas of my game and some of the techniques, and I think that I feel really good right now with where I'm at. So yeah, I'm ready to go. I'm looking forward to, you know, getting a good week here of preparation, of improving some of the mistakes that we've had in the preseason, and getting ready to go week one.
I'm safety Malcolm Jenkins of the Philadelphia Eagles.
It's intercepted by Jenkins.
And you're listening to the Eagles Live Podcast with Dave Spinero.
Malcolm Jenkins takes it in for a touchdown, and the Eagles take the lead.
Well, what a play. What a play.
As for the defense, more big plays. Another interception from Michael Kendricks. He's got three of them in three preseason games. This one, he returned 31 yards for an interception. The Eagles getting it going early. Vinny Curry beating number one draft pick of a year ago, Laremy Tunsil, getting to Cutler, recording the sack, forcing the fumble, recovered by Fletcher Cox. Three plays later, it was Wentz to Smith to start off the scoring. And here is Vinny Curry talking about the big play and about his expectations and optimism for 2017. Vinny Curry, tell me about the big play. Start it off. I mean, that's the way you want to start a game.
Right. You know, it really come down to the way we prepared, and, you know, which is one of those games. And, you know, Coach Peterson, you know, told the starters to really prepare, you know, like this was a regular season game. So we just, you know, show us real quick, and, you know, things just started falling, and everybody was making plays around. So it was good.
What did it feel like to make the play? I mean, what does it feel like to get to the quarterback?
Oh, feel good. It feel really good, actually. There's no feeling like that in the world, you know, in sports. I feel like, you know, than it is sacking a quarterback.
Your thoughts going through three preseason games here, how you feel, how the defense is coming along?
Right. Oh, man, we feel great. I think compared to last year, I think we're light years ahead, you know, and only thing we could do is just keep building.
Your level of confidence about your game?
Oh, it's definitely there. You know, like I said, you know, last year I was, you know, obviously not 100%, but still fighting through some injuries. And this year just playing 100% and back to being myself. And, you know, that's smiling and playing hard.
And this defensive line just keeps coming and coming and coming.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we got so many good players on our D-line. You know, it makes the room fun.
Vinny, thanks so much.
No, man, thank you. All right.
That will do it for this Eagles Live podcast. Instant reaction late on a Thursday night from Lincoln Financial Field. I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks to Brian Thomas for putting it together and for all of his help and the help of the Eagles staff putting it together. And thanks to you for joining us here on the Eagles Live podcast. A wild one, 38-31. The Eagles 2-1 in the preseason. Most important, they are healthy going into preseason game number 4. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles night. Fly, Eagles, fly.
E-A-T-L-E-S.